And welcome to Sister Sage Herbs Roadside Herb Service. My name is Mark Fendel, and this is Jane Simmons.
Hello.
We are plant people, and Jane is the owner and operator of Sister Sage Herbs Medicinal Herb Farm on Vashon Island, and we grow all of our herbs and make them into beautiful products. And you can come and meet us at Pike Place Market every day of the year.
Except for two.
You know the two. And we also sell on our website, our gorgeous new website, SisterSageHerbs.com. Welcome. Our little disclaimer is that we are plant people. We are not doctors. We're not medical professionals. And we'll let it go right there. But we love plants, and we love talking about plants, especially medicinal plants, and ethnobotany and all kinds of other things. Today we're going to talk about something a little bit different, and I'm excited to talk to you about. We're going to talk about an extremely poisonous plant that is considered a noxious weed here in the Northwest. It's actually an old plant, European plant. And we're talking about the poison hemlock today.
Yes.
And just walking through the neighborhood last night, we saw some.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it would be relevant to talk about this plant and what's going on with it. So what do you know?
Well... The, let's go with the Latin name, Conicum maculatum, or Conicum maculatum.
Yeah, what does it look like?
It sort of starts out looking kind of like a carrot, you know, carrot top. It's got the frilly, lacy leaves that come straight up. Well, if you don't know what that is, go to the grocery store and look for carrots with the tops on.
Yep.
And it kind of looks like that at first, and then it shoots up. I mean, carrots would also shoot up a flower the next year. So the first year, it just probably sticks with the sprout. And then usually the next year or late that year, they send up a shoot. And it can also, so wild carrot is another one that kind of looks like it in the wild. It will grow up and make kind of the umbrella type flower. excuse me. They have the same kind of stalk that kind of looks hollow. The poison hemlock, though, it always has purple splotches on it. So little polka dots all along and just tiny little spikes. You can kind of barely see that they're not really spikes, but pokes out a little bit. And the wild carrot will continue to just have one bunch of flowers, and it'll be up facing the sun and open up, from the inside out. I don't know how to explain that. And then the very middle of it usually has a purple flower, but the rest are white. It's very cool. So I think That's the carrot. The poison hemlock makes about, 14 or 15 flower pods into seed pods.
Mm-hmm.
So it starts looking more raggedy, weedy than the wild carrot. The wild carrot starts to look very elegant, very beautiful. And they're, if you were to pull it up, the carrot would smell way different. The hemlock smells very acrid, very... you wouldn't really want to eat it once you smelled it, but it's very, very toxic to animals and people if eaten, although I did see a sheep eat one and didn't seem to have any effect, but I don't know. I didn't look... stay there long enough. But They are mostly toxic to eat. Apparently, Socrates was executed by, Greece, the state of Greece or whoever, with this plan. Mm. So it's very much been in, like, published in the literature, the hemlock. But it is toxic to eat. Within 20 minutes, you can have some very serious effects, even just from the skin and on your respiratory system. But yeah, it's really bad if you ingest it. Your pupils dilate, you get like a panic attack, rapid pulse, respiratory paralysis, and you can go into a coma or die from using it. So, from having it on you or in you. So it's pretty serious. And you would think that if you have it on your property, you could just call King County and they'd come over and help you get rid of it. Or, I've seen it on the roads and we had a little video about it not too long ago. And since then, someone has come and cut that. But were they using the respirator? Were they telling the neighborhood, like, hey, we're about to cut this, stay inside? Or I don't know. It says that it's so much of a weed that they don't even have a policy on on making people get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, it also, this is all from the kingcounty.gov website, but it also said that the constituents are active up to 3 years after it's cut down. So even after it's in the compost pile, it can release that to your animal so you really have to know where you're putting it and don't put your bale of hay right on top of it or something. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's about all I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember Kim talking about it when we were dealing with some of it and she was saying that it could be really just handling it, like, mm-hmm. you don't even want to touch the plant at all.
Right.
You don't want to even have it be, come in contact with your skin at all.
No.
And you don't want to have the plant, you don't want to, like, even move the plant so that it could have, like, even have its whatever is on the plant. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about science.
Well, yes.
But whatever is on the plant, you don't want to shake it, and have that stuff in the air, mm-hmm. you breathing it or it getting on your skin or on your shoes, mm-hmm. and you tracking it into your house in any capacity. Yeah. I think this is a lot more serious of a deal than what King County in Seattle, is claiming on their website.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly, we don't have tons of really extremely dangerous plants, mm-hmm. here, and animals, relatively, mm-hmm. In comparison with other places in the world. But this is one that I think is a serious deal.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah, she was telling me how she had to deal with some poison hemlock. This is a friend of mine who's a landscaper and a native plant expert, and so also a native toxic plant expert. And she pretty much threw away everything except for the clippers, which she, I believe she dipped in alcohol and, had to wash them. And then she felt like she had to throw away the rags that she washed them in and threw away the clothing that she was wearing. She did, because she was stepping on it and it was getting the oil. And then if she was, maybe tying her shoe and then went to eat something, that's how it happens.
Yeah.
It could be just wiped off on you.
Yeah.
So,
and everybody could be different too, just in terms of their reaction.
Yeah, she just didn't know what her own reaction was and wasn't willing to risk it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't either, So hazmat suit, big deal. You know, mm-hmm. you do that just to go under your crawl space. Why not? If you had to deal with this, put on the full, you know, doctor shoes, you know, the covers for your shoes and all that. You could do that, you know, put plastic on your shoes and then put these, you know,
well,
whatever you have to do.
Yeah.
But get it down. Don't let it go to seed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, and, you know, I know that you mentioned this before, but one of that main kind of indicators of this plant is that purple,
mm-hmm.
is that purple tinge on the main stalk.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've seen these things as high as like 6, 7, eight. I mean, maybe taller.
Yeah.
8 feet.
Yeah.
Tall. They grow big, you know.
Definitely. Well, that is the other difference between the carrot. The carrot will only get 3 or 4 feet tall. So if you see it really big.
That is, yeah.
You know, but you don't want it to get that big.
Right.
You want to look and see. I mean, if it's your property,
yeah.
You want to look and see if you see those splotches. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to deal with them. It's going to be way easier to deal with it when it's not in bloom.
Yeah.
And not all over the place.
Yeah.
So.
And these are plants that grow, I think, you know, in moist, you know, kind of damp areas, creek beds, and places that mm-hmm. have been disturbed.
Sure.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Same kinds of, you know, other noxious weeds,
mm-hmm.
You know, tend to flourish here in the Northwest, mm-hmm. you know.
Well, and we saw it right next to some roadside nettles, so same habitat. Little small ditch.
Yeah.
You know, and really they
blackberries
they need
too.
To,
yeah.
to tear up that hillside and put something else there, but I don't know how they would do it.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
Build it up, mulch it.
It's a lot of
wait
work.
Wait 3 years. Let the worms do it.
Boy.
Hugel culture. We'll talk about that another time.
Yeah. along with some other, you know, it'd be fun to talk about some of the other noxious weeds, some of the other, you know, things that we battle mm-hmm. here. Not too much that is like dangerous to touch.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. I mean, you don't want to be, certainly don't want to be hugging blackberry bushes, but, mm-hmm. Yeah, anyway. So.
The blackberries you can make a basket with, apparently.
So and then you can put the berries in there.
Right. Hey, good idea.
Well, should we leave it there?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, folks, thank you so much. If you made it to the end of this podcast, you are so awesome. Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
So thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a beautiful day. And we will see you next time. Cheers.
Cheers.